Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Jordan Lawrence is our guest today on the Daily Spotlight. He serves as senior counsel at Alliance Defending Freedom and is on the legal team that litigates their cases before the Supreme Court. All week, we have been discussing the Masterpiece Cake Shop case.
One of the comparisons in this case is often equating it to the segregated South in serving people. But this isn't really about serving people because Jack serves all people. He just doesn't want to communicate a particular message. What would you say to someone who goes, well, this is discrimination because of public accommodations, and this is just like the segregated South?
I think that it's a false analogy for the reasons you say that Jack serves all people. He doesn't create all messages. And I can't think and never have not read about a case in the segregated South where the issue was the message of even some white supremacists refusing to create a message that he disagreed with. Serving people food like hamburgers in a restaurant doesn't communicate a message. Now, somebody's listening and say, whoa, you know, he's baking a cake. That's food. It wasn't just a cake to feed people. That might have been a secondary purpose. It was to use a wedding cake as a symbol, an icon, a little model for that little ceremony that people have at a wedding reception to show that they're married. The couple comes in, they cut the cake, they feed each other, people clap, and then let the festivities begin. They don't cut a pizza, they don't cut a pot roast, they cut a cake. It's got to be multi-tiered, it's got to look a certain way. If Jack Phillips would have brought them a cake with candles on it, they would have said, this isn't a wedding cake, this is a birthday cake. You brought us the wrong thing. So you have to have the right prop to communicate the message. And that's why Jack objected to it. I'm being asked to help them communicate a message that marriage can be defined other than one man and one woman. I cannot in good conscience do that.
Jordan, congratulations to you, lead counsel Kristen Wagner, and the Alliance Defending Freedom team in your decisive win before the U.S. Supreme Court. Mark your calendars. Jack Phillips, owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop, will be our special guest on October 26th for NFA's Everyday Heroes Celebration.